You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Brighton Rock Club podcast, the podcast about the beautiful club within the beautiful game. We're sitting in the museum. When I say we, it's me and my old friend Alan, but actually, literally speaking, one of your old friends, Alan, is here with us. It's Steve, what's your surname again?
Alistone.
Steve Alistone. So, Steve, welcome to the podcast, the latest debutant with us. How long have you been an Albion fan, and how long have you had the pleasure of knowing Alan?
Probably know Al from probably the early 80s. I'm pretty sure that we used to travel over from Eastbourne to see the odd game. But my first game was 1967. My dad used to take my brother over in 1965. I used to bang on his door, say, come on, take me over. He took me over as a seven-year-old, and I think it was Colchester United, and yeah, we won 3-0.
Fantastic. Never looked back since.
No, it's all the good years, and my first date with my wife was probably about 1984. I can't remember what. I think we won that one as well. So yeah, all good.
Fantastic. And you've known Alan all through these years.
Yeah,
going back a long way.
Going back probably about mid 80s, really. Yeah, and I'm sure. Yeah, then they all moved away. But yeah, we used to play football together as well. So
fantastic. Some great stuff. Speaking of which, football, of course, today we've got another big one, Newcastle. Our second consecutive Saturday 5:30 kickoff. Didn't work out too well last week in that regard. But what about this time round? A more open game, possibly. I think there's goals for both teams in this, personally. It might be a 2-1 win for us, a 2-2 draw. Those are my kind of general ballpark predictions. What about yourself?
A win would be nice. We really do need the points early doors before we go into Europe. I've got a sneaking feeling it's going to be a 1-1 draw. They're a good team, Newcastle, but, you know, we're still playing well. They're going to come out against us. It's not going to be like West Ham. So, you know, I hope for a win, but a point's not bad.
Yeah. Incidentally, we are genuinely in the museum. You probably don't believe us now because there's a lot of bottle rattling going on, but we've had some, there's food and drink involved as well, and they're just tidying up at the end of the event. We just had a quick look around the museum. We had the pleasure of Guy Butter's company, who we're going to get on the podcast soon, by the way. Look out for that one. Anyway, but in terms of today, I think we've just got to wait and see how it goes, haven't we? And I think that's it for now. Steve, I don't know if you're around after the game. Are you going to be about afterwards?
I'll try to be,
If you can, join us. You'll appear with your sons as usual today, only, I think. If you do, we can get some post-match opinion. But cheers. For now, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Russ.
Cheers. So that's a pleasure to meet your mate, Steve. What a lovely guy. And he joined us on the museum visit, as obviously will be the case. He was in the museum at the time. You say an old mate of yours. You've known him for a long time.
We lost touch with each other, and we actually bumped into each other at last year's Newcastle away game. I was walking up the stairs in the
Newcastle
stand, and he and his wife were sitting there, and he shouted out, "Ow!" And since then we've kind of kept in contact, and
that's brilliant. It's a good story in itself. See, the Albion brings people together, doesn't it? In terms of today, then, so you mentioned Newcastle happened to be the opposition when you bumped into him, and here we are today against that very opposition. Steve reckons a 1-1 draw is in the offing here. What about yourself?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a really tough game because, I mean, Newcastle, they've got some good players.
Yeah.
Also, they need a win. I think they've lost two games, is it?
Yeah.
So, he's going to get squeaky bum time for Eddie Howe pretty fairly quickly if it carries on, I think.
Our new friend Geordie Guy, that was in the museum tour as well with us, ended up joining us, and he's got a proper full-on accent. We should have got him on the pod, but he zoomed off at the end. But he was talking about Votman. I didn't catch who else it was. Two of their key players are out. He reckons there'll be big misses for them, particularly Votman.
The midfielder, midfielder. I can't remember his name now.
I can't remember either.
The one who used to play up front, now he's playing midfield. Anyway, it's gone. It's out of my head. But I'm just looking at the lineup, and I noticed that Verbruggen's kept his place. And then Van Hecht's taken Webster. Place, so obviously
interesting. And
we were a little bit concerned. And the other key point, as you say, is Lamptey's on the bench, which is brilliant, because you know, I haven't really seen much of him in photographs on the training field, so you're always worried that something's kind of not quite right, but obviously he's there. He's okay. So
the missing ingredients during the transfer window was clearly getting some extra cover in the fullback positions.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering to what degree maybe they're confident that A, he can stay fit, and B, if necessary and called on, could cover that left side as well as the right, which he has done to reasonable effect on previous occasions.
So it's going to be good, interesting to see. I mean, we've got Isaac up front, which is a good player for them. And then you've got the Tonali, Guarmes, they're very good midfielders. But we know we can take these players on.
Exactly.
You know, we come to these matches sometimes, we worry about the opposition and some of the players.
Yeah.
And then when we actually face them up, we play them off the park. So,
I mean, less and less so do we need to worry about them. I mean, yes, they might beat us. West Ham did last week.
Yeah.
But the fact is, we can go into these games with confidence. And, you know, we go head to head with the big guys. We love those games. They're the better ones. That's what we want more.
Yeah.
Because as I said, it's more an open game, more likely, if anything, to get joy against a team like this than against the way West Ham sets up.
Yeah.
I think there's goals, as I said, both teams will score, I think. I'm going to go with a 2-1 win. If not, there'll be a 2-all draw. But as you know, I always get it wrong, so
Mark Rose wants off the card. I can't contemplate a loss, to be honest with you. I'm going to go for 2-1 win.
No, we need to bounce back, don't we? Keep things on a good track.
It'd be nice to get a nice early goal and then kind of settle things a little
indeed.
Bit.
Indeed.
And then you never know where that would lead us, I think. I was listening to a pod the other day, or some article on the YouTube, I'm not sure which, and they were saying that I think something like 13 games that we've scored first, we've usually...
I think we've only won one where we conceded first.
Yeah, it was all,
and we've lost all of the others, or something like that.
It was like 13 games we haven't scored first.
Yeah.
We've either lost or drawn. So,
exactly. And as we stand outside waiting to just go into our very respective West-related stands for the game, I'm noticing even more than ever there seems to be a Japanese presence today.
Unbelievable.
I think it's even more than normal, isn't it?
Well, I've noticed actually they're selling Albion's scarves in the...
Yeah, well, we mentioned his name on it.
With his photograph on it. So,
oh, with his photo on it?
Yeah, he's actually got his picture on
there. They've upped that. It was the wording before.
Yeah.
A very quick word on the European draw. I don't think I've had your views on it. I mean, we're going to be going over to some of these trips, aren't we? But in terms of how happy are you with it and what...
Yeah,
what
I mean, I'm happy. I mean, in terms of the fact that, I mean, they're big, historical clubs that we're going to be playing.
Yeah.
A little bit disappointing in a way that obviously sometimes you want the smaller teams in the more quaint cities like Freiburg. I quite fancy those kind of places, Sturm Graz, places like that. But we didn't get those. So it's going to be quite a big effort to get to these, to get tickets, and then obviously you've got maybe crowd issues as well, maybe in Marseille. But I'm looking forward to it. I've started rattling on the internet.
Yes.
I think we've managed to book the Eurostar already.
Yeah,
to Amsterdam.
We're on our way to Amsterdam. That's
so,
already in
hand. Tomorrow I'm going to really start really doing some more research. I mean, this morning was a complete mad panic.
Well, kickoff looms and the wind is starting to pick up. I'm sure you can hear the interference on this recording. So we've got to break that off now.
Okay.
Let's get to the game, Alan.
Yep, cheers.
Cheers.
Half time. We've absolutely dominated that game. Best performance of the season by a mile.
Well, you've already answered my next question.
Dominated.
Dominated. Dominatos, apart from the first few minutes. Fantastic, wasn't it? 1-0 up. Ferguson scored. I predicted him to score just to my seat neighbour just before the game. He's good, well taken goal. We could have tried to chip that in from miles out, and I've got a feeling he wouldn't have scored it. He thought he wouldn't score it. Cut inside, nutmeg one player. The move carried on. Shot
Gilmore,
save.
Bang.
Billy Gilmore, and boom, in goes Fergie. Fantastic, eh? Enjoy that, and pretty good.
Best performance of the season by a mile for the first half there. Absolute mile. We've completely dominated a team full of dirty money purchased rich players, and a very good team, although they're old dirty money bought. And we have been all over them. We've been absolutely all over them. I forget how good we are. Everyone's been solid. I just think we've...
it's been a good game as well. I mean, Saudi FC will give you a good game, and Behedi Howe has got them set up very nicely.
Behedi Howe, I mean, I did think Joel Linton had lost his head the way he went down there with that little touch. And,
he will do now.
Stuart Atwell sticking to his usual I'm a twat. But
I mean, maybe the journalists might criticise them, but then I wouldn't criticise them if I was a journalist. You know what happens.
Yeah, yeah, probably best not to in this day and age.
Just in case.
Just in case. But, you know,
really entertaining game. I think, as you said, Estupinian's a little bit off it, a couple of mistakes. Solly looks sharper. Mitterman still looks sharper since he started this season. Pedro's been influential.
João Pedro's been brilliant. João Pedro's touch on the turn. When the ball's coming into him, he's already there to turn. He's not taking the first touch, he's taking it on the turn. Yeah. It's a sign of a very, very, very good footballer.
And the atmosphere's been great. I know, obviously,
fantastic.
Winning helps, but
from the start, it's
right
been rocking.
From the start, exactly.
It's showing that, you know, you don't have to just stand there in your barcode shirts and, you know, pay into a regime that, you know, stones people for being different.
Disables journalists on foreign soil.
it's brilliant to show what a normal English atmosphere can do.
Disembowels. Are you making references to Saudi then?
Yes. Yeah, I may do.
Not that we're taking the piss out of them.
I find it astonishing that, the autocratic, despotic regime can buy a football club.
Yeah.
And that's acceptable. It's insane. Yeah. It's actually insane.
And they were blocked the first time for buying it, and then suddenly it was okay. So I don't get where the standards are
there. But the Geordies are happy because they got rid of Mike Ashley.
Yeah. I don't begrudge them getting rid of Mike Ashley, but I do begrudge them the way they're, I mean, it's tough for them, don't get me wrong. I'm going to be, if it happens to the outfit, we would all be in a bit of a position. But I can't help but feel a bit bitter about it.
Some are reticent about it. Others have embraced it. Quite a few. And they have been ramming it in people's faces by all accounts.
And they've spent a lot of money. People forget how much they spent. Yeah. It's kind of gone under the radar. They've spent a lot of money.
Say, hasn't he done well? But he still spent, 60 million on Isak?
Yeah.
45 million on Gamarra.
Yeah. Watman as well. That was a big fee.
Well, even Dan Burn.
55 million for Tonali.
Yeah.
Yeah, like nearly 40 million for Botman.
Bruno Gomes.
How much
as well?
25 for both.
Exactly.
I mean, he still spent an awful lot.
And the little Scouse rat on the wing, Gordon.
Who
cost 40-odd million.
I was saying before the game, he's a dirty bastard. He's the new Scott McTominay.
Yeah.
But he has actually, to be fair, been booked where he should have been booked.
Yes.
Which is what was been the problem the last couple of weeks. He shouldn't have been on the field to annoy Trent Alexander-Arnold last week for him to get the booking instead of Gordon, who fouled him with a violent push. He shouldn't have even been on the field to do that, because he should have got two or three yellows the previous week. But at least
there's something about Anthony Gordon. I don't like to judge people on looks, but of course we all do occasionally.
He doesn't look like a rat.
There's just something about the little Scouse rat boy. He's one of those players.
Well, at least he's got the book he deserves. I predict the second half, Ferguson to score again. Pascal may do, but I think Ferguson will do, and Gordon to get sent off.
Oh, I think Newcastle will improve.
They might improve.
They'll change something. Smug Eddie will change something.
I didn't say they wouldn't score. I just said we'd score another one.
We'll struggle when they bring Wilson.
They've got that strength for depth because they've got that money, and that's why.
He's a bit of a thorn in our side as well, isn't he, Wilson?
Word for Van Hecker. He's looked good. Gilmore gets better every single game he plays.
And Lamptey's been warming up, looking fresh. I think we're going to see him at some point.
Great song for Tarek. I think that would have gone down well with him. Everyone's showing their appreciation for him. We've not forgotten him.
Yeah.
They'll bring Wilson. If they don't bring him on at the start of the second half, 60 minutes, they'll bring him on. And we could struggle with that.
It's been like listening to Tony Bennett and Nat King Cole with you two, the dulcet tones of Shebo and Chris.
Available for all corporate events.
Right, second half, let's go. Well done, Solly. Beautiful! Beautiful! Sorry,
lost the goal. Buried in the corner from range. After Billy Gilmore, some great work stretching to get the ball to him. Right in the corner. On the action replay, I'm loving it. Oh, what a goal.
Seating partner for the podcast. What's your thoughts on the game?
Terrific.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Great performance, great goals, and really good atmosphere as well, isn't it? Even before we scored the first goal, it's been a good atmosphere today, hasn't it?
Making up for last week.
Yeah, we've been right up for it, haven't we, to put things right for last week.
We're all up for it today.
And we're on the attack again. Fergie.
So the post-match, it's finished 3-1, should be 3-0. Messy ending. Anyway, fantastic result, fantastic performance. I'm with Clive Steen, who's been on the podcast before. Welcome back on, Clive.
Hello, Russell. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. And we've got, especially on a happy day like this, and he's got Fatty on the back of his shirt. You could get away with it. A lot of us can't.
Well,
that's the first one I've seen, actually. I don't think you'll be the last, though. Amazing signing. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we've also got with you your son, Harvey. Welcome to the pod, Harvey.
Yeah, it's great to be on. Lovely to see you. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah.
What did you think of the game today?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I thought the first 5 minutes we might be in a bit of trouble with the... But I thought he really grew into the game, Bart, actually. The technical skills with his feet, how calm he was on the ball. And Evan Ferguson, that's all you need to say.
I was really annoyed. I was going to put a bet on Ferguson to score today. I was going to put £20 on any time. And I couldn't get any internet. I was already in the area when I remembered. And then he scored and I still couldn't get it. And eventually I could. And it was only offering me a hat-trick, three or more. So I put a fiver on that. So that works out well. As long as he's credited with the goal, that last goal, which he should be, as if it was on target. But amazing, wasn't it? What a young talent he is. He's still 18 at this stage, I think. Three goals. Clive, let's go to you with that first of all. What a player.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I've got a couple of Spurs mates saying they're going to buy him at Christmas. It just shows how little they know about doing business with Tony Blue.
Yes.
It's going to cost them a lot of money to buy him in January. He's a class, isn't he? He really is.
He really is. And hopefully we'll have him for a long time. Someone said he's already on something like 12 or 13 goals in all competitions. Is it 10 in the league, in the Premier League? Is that right? Do you know?
I don't know.
It might be around that. He's going to be in the 100 club soon.
He's going to catch gross, actually,
yeah,
isn't he?
He's going to catch gross. Hopefully, he will catch gross before whatever time that he leaves. Hopefully, it'll be quite a while to go. So, Clive, you've already given us your Albion story. Let's get Harvey's. How long have you been a fan? When did it all start? Obviously through your dad, I suppose.
Well, I think it all started at Derby. You might have to correct me. It was about 2015, 2016. It was a 2-1 loss. I drove back in the car in silence, very depressed. But since then, I've been coming, getting a pie and watching us not score. And then 2-3 seasons ago, it all kind of kicked off and it was fantastic. And I've just loved it and loved it. But yeah, we're definitely there in the Championship when it was just like long ball football. But we've come a long way since then under De Zerbi and Potter as well. So
we really have, haven't we? And the XG factor, we still got that, but we are converting now, aren't we?
That's the big difference under Potter. It was XG United, and now under De Zerbi, it's just how many goals can we score?
12 goals in 4 games. We could have had a hatful more against the Hatters, pardon the pun. But we could also, and should also, have had loads more against West Ham. In fact, Ferguson could have had a hat-trick last week. That was pretty frustrating. But you've got to be pretty happy with the way this season's gone so far. Early doors, obviously, but happy?
Yeah, I think we're going to avoid relegation by Christmas. So, you know, that's what it's about, isn't it?
I know we've got that really pesky little European trip stuff we've got to do. Are you doing any of it? And how happy are you with the draw? To you first, Clyde.
Yeah, my wife's just left, so yeah, I hope to get to all the games.
Are you going to be able to get some as well, Harvey?
I'm hoping to. It just depends on uni schedules, but I'll try and be at all the home ones, definitely.
Uni schedules? Oh, I make that do what the hell he wants, a clock.
Probably, yeah.
Unless it's an exam, obviously.
Yeah. Be a doctor,
though. Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Sorry, I had to ruin it.
That's actually not... No, that isn't a typical uni course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the course where you're almost busier doing the course than you are when you work afterwards. Yeah, horrendous workload. I sympathise with you. But anyway, fantastic. And how do you see this season panning out, Harvey? Are we going to go far in this competition, the Europa League? Or are we going to drop into the conference and win that? And how are we going to do in the league as well?
Well, I think, firstly, just starting off with the league. We started well. We had a little kind of bobble at West Ham, but... Since then, we look like we're scoring goals. We've got the players, and now we've got some loanies coming in with Fatty as well. So yeah. I'm excited in the Premier League. The Europa League, great for the travel, but it is the group of death. It is a really hard group. But I can see us winning 2-3 games, and that's all you need to start. And then who knows, in the group stage, get a bit lucky. And I think we can go far. So I'm just excited this year to be contesting in all these competitions.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that our name's up there, some of the best teams in the world. Yeah. It's just so exciting to see that Seagulls flag. And I think I'll be wearing it proud this season, definitely.
Oh, pretty well said, I'd say. And Clive, how do you see it go? Do you think we're going to win one? Are we going to win a trophy? We've never won a major trophy. Could this be the year?
We live in hope, don't we? I was in the unusual seat today. I was in the West Stand.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've had the whole De Zerbi cam experience. So... You see it when it's going well and we're scoring and he's celebrating, but boy, does he give a shit when things are going badly and odd passes and telling people, you know, and the passion and enthusiasm he's got. I think he can really take this team to the next level. I really do.
Yeah, there is no upper limit, really. I love the fact when they did the fans forum, Paul Barber said there's no ceiling with this team. I think there was a little bit of a dig at a certain person there, wasn't there? I'm not sure who that might have been from our fairly recent past, but there really doesn't feel like there's a ceiling with this team, does it? When we start signing world starlets like Batty, that's mental, isn't it? It's absolutely insane.
It's unbelievable. And I think I mentioned today for Gilmore and Van Heck as well.
Yeah.
Those first 5 minutes were a bit slow. They were, and I really hit kept in the game couple of times.
If those 3 goals were shared around instead of a hat-trick, Gilmore gets man of the match and Van Hecker's next night.
Yeah, I think so.
But obviously you have to give it to Ferguson.
Oh, yeah.
I was shocked, stunned and amazed when they gave it to him, the sponsors. Who knew that was going to happen?
Yeah, very surprising.
That is superb. Well, Clive, great to catch up with you. Brilliant to get you back on, Harvey. Thanks for being on.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, as always.
Maybe do it again. Excellent. Absolutely. Right, up the Albion.
Up the Albion.
Happy, happy days, Andy Bravery.
What a great game. What a great game. We could have been 2-0 down in 6 minutes. It might have all been over. And in the end, we win 3-1.
Yeah.
And we looked comfortable. We should have had more, shouldn't we?
Yep.
Gilmore, I thought, was amazing today.
Oh, he was.
We had a great game. Obviously, Ferguson... I don't think he's going to get that third goal. I don't think that's going to be a hat-trick. But the boy deserves it.
Yeah.
He definitely deserves it.
Yeah.
But I thought, Gilmore looked really good today.
Yeah, if you take the fact of the goals out, Gilmore was man of the match. if the goals are spread around. He was absolutely superb today. I thought, Van Hecker as well.
I thought Van Hecker was great, and I thought we looked better on the right with Veltman at fullback.
Yeah, I think so.
And what a lovely sight to see Labsy come on.
Yeah.
And nearly make a goal.
And look good. Yeah, and look, exactly.
I think they just fancied him against Dan Byrne for a bit of comedy value. And it almost worked.
And Mittimer looked dangerous again as usual. Yeah.
And then like near the end, you see Eddie Howe on the side scratching his head.
Yeah.
I'm one of those that actually think he's a really good coach.
Yeah.
But he clearly had no idea what to do.
No.
And he made those changes. Yep. I thought Longstaff, when he came on, he made a real difference.
I knew we needed at least another goal when it was 1-0 because Callum Wilson came on. Well, does Callum Wilson score against us? Is Nick Pope a Catholic?
Exactly. and the fact is that Wilson is a quality player.
Yeah, he is.
And I certainly thought Longstaff made a real difference for them. But they just couldn't turn it around. No. We were just too good.
And if you leave Callum Wilson in acres of space with time to think about what to do, there's only one answer.
When you watch it, he comes off a dunk, he swivels, he leaves dunk for dead, and then Van Hecker gets over there and he just basically turns him.
Yeah.
And it's like, easy goal then.
Yeah.
Easy goal.
Magnificent. Right. Andy, two days.
Just a great day at football, isn't it? So entertaining.
Yesterday was good, spending a bit of time here watching that draw, and here we are now, the day after. We've got Ansu Fati presented, and we beat Newcastle.
Enjoying the result and stressing about how we're going to get to Europe.
Oh, fantastic. And the gent is with us, Raymond. Did you quite enjoy that?
Well, I think that was a fantastic game. Absolutely fantastic atmosphere. And let nobody be mistaken, Newcastle are a very good side.
Yeah.
But we made them look quite ordinary. Having said that, the first 6-7 minutes, they were on top of us and we managed to hold out. And then we dominated the match until Roberto decided that we wouldn't have any forwards other than Mitoma on the pitch, and then destroyed our shape, and then they came back into it and got their goal.
Well, even then we should have added to our total. Absolutely. A really good touch from the defender wasn't given as a corner, but apparently a slight touch which took it away from Mitoma from Lamptey's run across.
Well, I mean, Dunk was slightly out of position for their goal and a bit slow to react and suddenly realised what was happening. But it's not like that. I mean, Ferguson was, I thought, the obvious man of the match because he finished superbly in the right place at the right time for the first goal. Yeah. Wonderful strike for the second from about 22 yards. And shot and got, all right, a bit of a deflection. But nonetheless, if you don't shoot, you don't get those sort of breaks. Wonderful hat-trick. And I thought Gilmore was outstanding. I thought Van Hecke has moved Webster down the pecking order. But so much...
Yeah.
Cooler and calmer, and did some good passes through the lines.
He really looks relaxed in the role now, doesn't he?
Yeah, but the problem is he actually seems to be able to find the player when he decides the through pass is on.
Yeah.
Whereas Webster tries it because he thinks he should try it rather than seeing whether it's on. And I thought Esther Pinnon a bit ropey for the first 20 minutes.
I thought he was outstanding in the second half. For the first half, he was ropey at the beginning, wasn't he?
Well, I think there's a bit of tactical adjustment by by RDZ at half-time. And Grosser's ever was very, very good, very efficient. So, and Verbruggen looked so much more secure than Steele.
He does look... He does look very composed there, doesn't he? And both him and Van Hecker are, you know, fairly new to this team. One's literally new to it. The other one hasn't had a consistent run, and yet looks comfortable at the back. And these are more bonuses for this club, for this team, and for this progression.
Well, you know, I was unhappy with Webster's performance last week. With sort of 7 or 8 mistakes. I'm responsible either for pretty well or totally for all 3 goals. And I think he's behind the Duncan Van Hecker. But Van Hecker, he really came in and showed what he could do against the most effective striker in the Premier League, Haaland. That should have been it.
Yeah.
Now he's come on. He's had 2 games this season. Looked good in all of them. And this one, you know, people like Isaac and others are swift. Got some pace up there, and he's not exposed by pace, Van Hecker. But his positioning, he's always tracking back. When he got the ball, see something developing, he's always going back.
Yeah.
A number of times the ball could have gone out to him, and the Brugge decided to go the other way. And quite often, actually, Van Hecke was in greater space. It's amazing, but he's always making himself available and doing it. And not afraid to bring the ball forward.
Yeah.
I just thought Veltman is so much more secure defensively than any of our other right-back options. Yeah. And that helps.
Andy Bravery was just saying as well that we look more balanced with him in that role on the right, don't we? Yeah. Certainly do. Yeah. All with Lamptey, of course.
March looks much sharper than he did last week.
Yeah.
And
All in all, a fantastic performance.
Pedro, I thought, was disappointing.
Oh, really? I thought he was fine.
No, he was lively, doing some good runs, but he seems to want to take too much time to shoot. That time he won the ball unexpectedly, right in the middle of the penalty area.
Oh, and he waited for it to come down and try to volley it. Well,
he then tried to play into space rather than actually just having a go.
Yeah.
And the difference is that Ferguson had a go straight away. He doesn't hang around.
Yeah.
And I think it's just that extra quickness. And I also think Pedro is better coming in from a wide position, not playing as a number 10.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play as a number 10. When we've got Fatty playing as a number 10.
Yeah.
Doing it. But the fact we have got Welbeck, I don't know how much we will have Welbeck, because one never knows with his injuries, but we hadn't got the ability to put a forward on. And I thought, rather than trying to bring in Lallana, putting Lallana up at centre forward, which is a bit like putting our reserve goalkeeper up at centre forward, I'm surprised he didn't bring a drinker on then, because at least he has pace, which Lallana hasn't got, to make the Newcastle defenders have to hold back. Here because of his pace. But I thought, very good. And I mean, my only slight worry is we've had our league position, 3 home games, 1 away.
Possibly. We'll see. We've got Man United next.
Away.
We need to repeat what we did last season and try and win that. It did feel like they came at us and we thought that would be the case. And it did create more spaces and it did play into our hands. We still have to be good to take advantage of that. And it'll be the same next week against United. They'll be expected to come at us because it's a home match and they're Man United. And let's hope we can do the same.
Well, strangely enough, that the moment when the momentum shifted is when Byrne piled March just inside their half, inside the centre circle, almost on the spot in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah.
And suddenly we had a free kick and it enabled us to relieve the pressure and put a bit of pressure on them.
Yeah.
And that was the moment where...
We've been ambushed. We've been ambushed by the Billy Gilmore fan club. That's Neil, Laura and Beanie. Absolutely outrageous. Anyway, I think we got the point, Raymond. We better wrap it up.
Yeah.
And I need to go and have a word with that.
And
we're back with Steve, who we spoke to before the match. Alan's friend. Welcome back on, Steve. And you've got the score wrong, thankfully. You had a sneaky feeling it'd be 1-1. But we won it 3-1.
Yeah, what a performance. What a great performance. When Newcastle were pressing high, we just played through them. There wasn't a man of match. There was a team of the match.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Newcastle and you look at Dan Byrne and you say, would Dan Byrne get in the Albion? No, he wouldn't. Those two guys that we brought, they're looking at that game and thinking, oh my God, am I going to get in there? Yeah. We brought the two granddads on at 70 minutes. I mean, Lallana's got it on a bit of string, isn't he?
He's lovely, isn't he? He's great.
Yeah.
Knits things together, just keeps it tidy, keeps it flowing. Yeah. I want to know what the bloody pass count was today.
Yeah.
Must have been off the scale.
Yeah.
Probably did about 1,000 or something. I don't know. I'll have to have a look at the stats later on. What a performance, though. Good atmosphere, too.
I did think I saw once, I think Lamptey rung through Dan Byrne's legs. I'm not sure. It's great getting Lamptey back. It's just,
it is, isn't it?
And it's just great to be an Albion supporter, isn't it? It is, you know, it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. Normally this continue, this happy streak, these happy times.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Fantastic. Good catch up with you, Steve. I'm glad our first acquaintanceship has come on a happy day for the Albion as well.
Yeah.
Normally that continue soon. Excellent.
Cheers, Ross.
Cheers. And so we're now walking back to the car and get the final word is Steve's mate. Alan, back with us, as usual. Alan, that was all right, wasn't it?
It wasn't bad, was it?
B
It's a tonic for after last week, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, first minute was a little bit hairy, but then I think you set the tone because Van Heck made a really good tackle, I think, on Isaac, I think it was.
Yep.
When they got through. And they had a couple of other chances early on, so it could have been a bit embarrassing. But once we got through that, I think we seemed to work our way through the game. It started to open up for us, and we were dominant after that, really. We seemed to unravel them. We got to a point where really Behedi Eddie didn't really know what to do.
Which is wonderful, yeah, wasn't it?
And he made some weird substitutions. He took Tonali, his midfield stars off.
Really good player.
Yeah.
He took him off.
Ferguson, what a hat trick. I mean, the second goal was just like top class. Beautiful. I mean,
it's like a lower shot version of Enciso's, isn't it?
I'm just so pleased that the transfer window's closed, because it would have been an absolute nightmare if he had another week to go on in the media with him. I looked at the
they're going to be raving about him.
I was standing in the concourse, and they were showing on the TV screen an interview with Billy Gilmore and Ferguson with Jamie Redknapp. And you look at those two, they're so young. I mean, 18 and 21, or 20, 20. I mean, what a team.
I know.
And yet we've seen the boss.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
And we've still got Baleba, Fatty to come in. Lamptey's only just coming back into the equation.
Yeah.
And one or two others that missing it will come back into the equation as well.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed, when Fatty and Baleba came on, the crowd was totally lifted, and it just did not stop after that for the whole match. I mean,
it was a great atmosphere, wasn't it? And not just because of the result, it was already good from kick-off, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There were
so many good performances. I mean, I was impressed with Pedro, apart from his finishing.
Yeah.
Once he got the ball, I mean, he actually created some chances even for himself, and then he fluffed his lines.
It's creative, the link-up play, and his hunger for the ball.
Yeah.
And the intricacy of his movements created problems, created spaces for others as well.
March, Gilmore.
Yeah.
I think Matoma got into the game.
Yeah, he's looking better, isn't he, again this season?
He realised he couldn't get around Trippier from the outside, but once he tossed that out, he was kind of causing all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
I mean, for Newcastle, I think, they've got some really good players, but then they've got some really average players, and I think that's a problem. I think it's one criticism of Newcastle now, it's really... You know, with Dan Ashworth there, I mean, the supposed guru of air, Rise.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a situation where they've got some, spent some serious money on some good players, and yet they've got some bog standard average players like, I mean, Dan Burn, Target.
Yeah, he's been good for us and he's been good for them, but he's not.
And they're not. And they're not good enough at the level they're playing at.
Not what they're aspiring to. So, and that's it. So we move on to.
I mean, for me. Before the game, I was worried because obviously Newcastle, are you kind of look to them as one of the kind of the teams we were up against near the top. But I thought we were a far better side. And,
A great day at the office. Really absolutely good. Loved it. Fantastic. And we got Man United away, another team that plays in a similar fashion that I think we could pick off again as we did last season. Well, they'll leave us the space, won't they? It'll be fantastic. Okay. And so, we move on to the next one. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. Man United, we can beat them.
Are you going to United?
No, I'm not that one. No. Next one will be the home game after that, isn't it? Is it the Europa game?
I think the next home game is the Europa game.
Which is, of course, our very first. It's AEK Athens AEK Athens.
I'm worried about the United game because I'm up in Scotland on a boat. on Loch Ness, and I've just got a feeling I'm not going to get a good signal.
So not worried about the outcome, just worried about being able to hear it.
I'm going to be totally out of it.
Well, we shall catch up in due course, I'm sure. In the meantime, as always, we'll sign out in the usual way by saying, stand or fall.
Up the Albion.
Whoop, whoop. Sports Social Podcast Network.